Right now, panel, time for you to answer some questions about this week's news. Brian, a scandal at the White House. Laura Dowling, a senior official there, was abruptly fired, then escorted to the gate by security. She held what important position?
Give me a hint.
Guess the bloom was off her rose.
Oh, she's the person who gets... She's in charge of the Rose Garden.
Not quite. What do you call someone who works with that all day? Arranges them.
A gardener? A pruner. A florist.
A florist,
yes.
A florist.
Yes.
White House florist.
Yes, yes.
So all of a sudden, this woman who's been at the White House for 6 years, she's just gone. Poof, out the door. You know, her feet kicking as the Secret Service carried her out. Why? Was she sharing state secrets with 1-800-Flowers? Was she fired for having close ties to the Bushes? So we don't know why, but the White House florist was suddenly escorted to the White House by the Secret Service. Maybe the whole thing was just the Secret Service, after all they've been through, trying to get their mojo back. You know? And stay out, florist! Good job, guys. We took care of her. She was a threat. Those roses had thorns. See, here's the thing, though. Everybody kind of assumes that it was a clash with Mrs. Obama because it is the traditional role of the First Lady to oversee the White House decor, right?
So, and that's not very lean in for us to assume that.
Right. And here's a question. If that's the traditional role of the White House spouse, what's going to happen if Bill Clinton becomes first spouse? What's going to happen to the White House? It's like, yeah, it's all blacklight posters and bumper pool tables. You've seen the Lincoln bedroom. Now let me show you the Lincoln water bedroom.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. We installed a Hooters in the back.
Great wings.